I don't think we can discount the importance of up or down votes on the president's nominees for the federal bench. And this does affect the business climate, the economy, and the quality of life in our country. Making sure that we have the president's right to appoint judges and get an up or down vote under the constitutional requirement of a 51-vote majority is essential for the people of our country. And I'm sorry that it has taken so much of the Senate's time. It certainly was not the Republican choice to do so. But now I do hope that we can go forward with these up or down votes and not have to waste the time, as the Senate Democrats have suggested that has been done, any further. We have taken the first step when Priscilla Owen was sworn in yesterday to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. I was very privileged to be there and see her after 4 years finally get what was rightfully hers. She had been confirmed 4 times by the Senate, but was not able to take the bench because of procedural delays. So now she will sit on the Fifth Circuit. Janice Rogers Brown, another outstanding jurist who has won re-election to the California Supreme Court by 74% of the vote, a person who worked her way up from a segregationist deprivation of education, and yet she pulled herself up by her bootstraps and will be a sterling now judge on the Circuit Court of Appeals, and William Pryor will follow that. I think it is important also to see what we are doing for the economy of our country with the energy bill coming out of committee. As we are going into the summer and families are paying high gasoline prices, it is incumbent on the United States Senate and Congress to send an energy bill to the president. My goodness, to be 60% dependent on foreign sources of energy for the needs of the people of our country and the factories and businesses of our country is wrong. And an energy bill that provides incentives for a lot of different sources of energy so that we can bring that price down and keep our economy strong is essential and will be a primary goal for the Senate before the July recess. So I think we're on the right track, and I see a lot of progress being made.